KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off on the high school scene last night, a couple of things going on in high school wrestling action, and that included in the Atlantic double duel, as Glenwood took the first one against Atlantic Cam, 49-27, Glenwood topping there. Glenwood also defeated St. Albert in a shutout, 78-0 there. Atlantic Cam was a winner also over St. Albert, 66-3 there in that double duel last night. Also in the Missouri Valley Quad, it was Missouri Valley defeating Exira EHK 57-24. Exira EHK beat West Monona 36-33, and Trainer a 45-29 winner over Exira EHK. Missouri Valley was also a winner in that quad over West Monona 54-21, and they beat Trainer 54-26. Trainer was a winner over West Monona 38-33 there. That's high school wrestling action from last night. In area high school basketball, just a few games on the schedule. Audubon was a winner in boys hoops over Orient Maxburg, 82-54. It was Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City defeating Sioux City, or South Sioux City, Nebraska, 54-48. And Siouxland Community Christian was a winner over West Harrison, 80-59. In girls high school basketball last night, just one game from the area. It was Adair Casey picking up a win at AHSTW as they went in 56-33. Also, the Associated Press Iowa High School Boys Basketball poll was released yesterday. And in Class 4A, Iowa City West stays atop the rankings with all first-place votes going to them, followed by Dowling Catholic, Pleasant Valley, and Des Moines Hoover and Ankeny Centennial rounding out the top five. Councilman Abraham Lincoln is in the poll at number 10 with their 9-1 record. Also in the Class 3A, it's Waverly Shell Rock receiving all but one of the first place votes, as they have a 9-0 record on the season. MOC Floyd Valley is right behind them. They picked up the other first place vote there in the second spot, followed by Lamar, Spirit Lake, and Dubuque Wallert. Also receiving a vote in the poll was Atlantic, picking up one vote. Creston was the first team out with 22 votes there in the poll in Class 3A. In Class 2A, IKM Manning, the top-ranked team in the state at 9-0. They received five first-place votes. Iowa City Regina in second, receiving three first-place votes. Western Christian of Hull was the third-ranked squad in the poll. They would receive five first-place votes, though. And Appleton Parkersburg received three first-place votes there in the poll at number four. Fifth is Cascade Western Dubuque, and Trainer is in the top 10 at number eight. Also in Class 1A, Lamar's Galen Catholic is the top-ranked team in the state, receiving seven of the first-place votes at 10-0 on the season. It's a tie for second between Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Danville that received four and three first-place votes, respectively. Fourth is Central Lyon with three first-place votes, and Colonesco is in fifth, followed by West Hancock. And Nottoway Valley also tied for sixth. They're 9-0 on the season. And Earlham in the poll at 10 as well, and they are 8-1 on the year. In college basketball, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey is considering juggling his lineups after halftime in hopes of avoiding more second-half collapses. The latest version occurred last Thursday when the Hawkeyes squandered an 11-point halftime advantage against Michigan State in a 75-61 loss.
I think anytime you have a situation where things aren't going well, you think about every possible situation that can affect it, and that would be one of them. It's funny because in a lot of those games, we played really well in the first half. So you say to yourself, well, why would you change the lineup in the second half if you played so well in the first half? But when you keep coming out and giving up leads, if you work so hard that you work so hard to get, yeah, that's something you would think about.
The Hawkeyes are 2-1 in the Big Ten and visit a Minnesota team tonight that is 0-4 in the league race. McCaffrey says the Gophers are much better than their record.
Three of their first four games are on the road, which is a tough way to start in any league, let alone this league. They've got some new guys that are playing extremely well. They've got some veterans, three seniors that are, playing, fabulous basketball right now. They've got tremendous speed and quickness. You know, they're either first, second, or third in the country in steals, so they're going to come after you with their defense. And, we know exactly what we're walking into on Tuesday night.
And defending the three-point shot has been an issue for the Hawkeyes this season, and it will be a key against the Gophers, says McCaffrey. Minnesota plays five of its next seven at home, and coach Richard Pitino hopes that will help the Gophers get things turned around.
We were at Michigan, and we really played hard. I thought we executed the scouting report really well. I mean, they hit a couple threes, and I think only one of them was uncontested. We just did some inexplicable things, and maybe that's nerves. Hopefully that's all it is. And you know, just getting home, obviously you feel a little bit more comfortable. And maybe that home crowd, that energy will help us a little bit more.
Pitino says they won't be too comfortable, though, as he thinks the Hawkeyes have actually played better on the road than they have at home.
They've just had some kind of ruts offensively, much like us. And they were playing well last game. I mean, that last game versus Michigan State, they were playing well in the first half, and you got to give Michigan State credit. They just started bombing in some threes. So, very good team. You know, if we can get a win, we know it'll be a quality win at the end of the year.
Pitino says the Gophers must eliminate the unforced errors that plagued them in Saturday's loss at Michigan. We'll have that game for you tonight here on KJN. 7 o'clock is pregame. They'll tip things up at 8 o'clock up at the barn there in Minneapolis. UNI coach Ben Jacobson says a renewed commitment to defense has been a key to this season. The Panthers are 14-2 overall and back in the AP top 25 at number 23 after a lopsided win at Drake.
And we had a great stretch in the second half against Drake. But I still feel like, you know, there's some room to get everybody on our team, you know, all the way to the highest level from an effort standpoint at the defensive end of the floor. You know, I think we're close, but we're not all the way there yet.
Jacobson says the Panthers let that commitment slide a little bit last season. He says the improvement on the defensive end has made the Panthers a better road team as well this season.
And even though we've got a lot of work to do in terms of, you know, continuing to improve our rebounding, you know, we're a better rebounding team than we were last year. And I think as all of us know, of course, you know, defending and rebounding gives you the best chance to do well on the road, and we're better in those two areas than what we were last year.
UNI takes a 3-1 Missouri Valley Conference record on the road to Bradley here tonight. Well, last night it was the culmination of the first ever college football playoff championship, and the Ohio State Buckeyes are winners of the first ever playoff. The Buckeyes claimed their fifth outright national championship as Ezekiel Elliott ran wild for 246 yards and four touchdowns in a 42-20 triumph over Oregon in Arlington, Texas. Ohio State saw a 21-7 lead shrink to 21-20 midway through the third quarter before Elliott scored on runs of 9, 2, and 1 yards. His final TD put the game out of reach with 28 seconds left. Elliott averaged an amazing 232 yards in his last three games this season. Cardale Jones fared very well in just his third collegiate start for the Buckeyes, completing 16 of 23 passes for 242 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Jones also scored on a one-yard run in the second quarter to put Ohio State ahead at 21-7. The Buckeyes overcame four turnovers to give Urban Meyer his first title in his third season at Ohio State. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota threw for the Ducks' only touchdowns, including a 70-yard strike to Byron Marshall. Both TDs came on Oregon's first possession of each half, but the Ducks' high-octane offense wasted too many drives while gaining 465 total yards. Mariota was 24 of 37 for 333 yards and an interception in what is likely to be his final game at Oregon. He has until Thursday to decide if he'll skip his senior season and enter the NFL draft. It's the third national championship for Meyer, who also won it with Florida in 2006 and 2008 under the old BCS system. Ohio State's previous national title came in 2002. And the final AP college football poll came out as well after the contest. Ohio State, of course, at number one. And TCU finished third in front of two teams that made the playoff ahead of the Horned Frogs. The Buckeyes finished on top of the AP Top 25 for the fifth time in program history, matching Miami and USC for fourth most behind Alabama, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma. Ohio State beat Oregon 42-20, as we mentioned, in that college football playoff, and got all 59 first-place votes in the media poll. The Ducks finished second in the rankings, matching their best finish. The Horned Frogs, who were left out of the playoff but beat Mississippi 42-3 in the Peach Bowl, were ranked ahead of number 4 Alabama and number 5 Florida State. The Tide and Seminoles lost in the semifinals of the playoff. Michigan State tied Florida State for 5th. Baylor, Georgia Tech, Georgia, and UCLA rounded out the top 10. Also in the NBA last night, it was Detroit over Toronto, 114-111. Houston beat Brooklyn, 113-99. Boston over New Orleans, 108-100. And Orlando, 121-114 over Chicago. In the National Hockey League, Washington beat Colorado, 2-1. Philadelphia over Tampa Bay, 7-3. And LA Kings shut out the Toronto Maple Leafs, 2-0. And the Denver Broncos are the latest NFL team to begin a coaching search. The Broncos and John Fox have agreed to part ways after four AFC West titles and one Super Bowl appearance in four seasons. Denver was 49-22 under Fox, including a 46-18 mark during the regular season. But the Broncos lost their only playoff game in two of the last three seasons and were clobbered by Seattle 43-8 in last year's Super Bowl. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.